Here's a little message just to let you know.
You're listening to Radio, Radio.
This is the Cliff Howarth Radio Show.
Okay, so my special guests tonight on the Gezi are none other than the Folk Doctors. Good evening, fellas.
Good evening. Thanks for having us on.
It's great to see you. This is the first time we've met as well.
Aye.
Which is great. Most of the guys who I've had in here, I've been out and seen them play, or I've met them somewhere else. So this is a first for me. So I'm thrilled to meet you. I've heard so much about you.
Cheers.
John Jenkins, who's a very good friend of mine, said to me, going back weeks and weeks and weeks ago, you've got to get these guys in, you love them. So I said, okay, now I trust John Jenkins. So
yeah, John's he's been a great supporter, John.
He is, he's a good man. He supports everyone, John. He's a good fella.
Yeah.
And he told me a little bit about you, but it's a little bit of a blank canvas, and for our listeners as well, because a lot of people who listen to the show are listening to live music for the first time as well, different bands and singers I've had in. So if you could be just give us a little bit about your background, tell them who you are, what you do, and then we go from there. Thank so you. Introduce yourselves, are you all guys?
Well, I'm Alton.
Yeah, I'm John.
Yeah, despite the name, actually only one of us is actually a doctor, so if you came to me with your symptoms, all I could do is give you kind of a witty rhyme or something. But
Alton's a doctor of folk.
Okay.
Yeah. We got together doing this about 3 years ago now, actually. In fact, our meeting is very kind of on rock and roll. We actually met up through running, bizarrely. And we had known each other for a couple of months, kind of on a nodding basis, nothing more than that. We were actually friends on Facebook, and I put up a song once by Sturgill Simpson. Mm-hmm. And John came up to me and he said, like, you put Sturgill Simpson song up, you know, that's the only time he'd actually ever spoken to me about anything other than, you know, like flags and stopwatches and like, said, yeah, I'd have. And that just kind of started the conversation.
Yeah.
And then it kind of got a bit geeky, didn't it? I discovered we were both kind of music geeks.
Okay.
And this was summer of 2016.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then John sort of told me that he played the guitar. I tell you, I wasn't musical anyway. And he said that he kind of liked writing songs, but he wanted to know if I'd help him with the lyrics on a song. And I knew, actually, that Graham Holland at Liverpool Acoustic was launching the Songwriting Challenge for that year. And so we went and sort of did what you did. You picked your picture and we put together what became No Place to Call My Home.
Yeah.
I made it through the final and had a cracking night. John sang it, I didn't sing it.
Yeah.
And it sort of went from there.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's quite accidental for us, to be honest.
Yeah.
We've had no plan, no real plan at all or strategy in the 3 years that have ensued. We've just kind of taken it as
let it go with the flow.
You know, we've a great crack. We've written songs that we never thought we'd be writing. We've played to people we never thought we'd be playing to, and we're just enjoying it. And now we're sitting here with you.
That's brilliant. Yeah. That's superb. I mean, the Liverpool Acoustic stuff is really it's a great little platform that for people, isn't it? I've seen so many people that I've never seen before, never heard before, and just gone for the night. And the Songwriting Challenge is another great thing, and it's brilliant. It's great that something can come from an opportunity like that. It's broke.
Do you know, I think I'd been going to Graham's events for something like 5 or 6 years.
Right.
And so happily sat down, you know,
in the audience,
in the cheap seats, letting other people stress up there. I saw, you know, great people. Of course, you had loads of people coming through from Lippa and that. Serious talent.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is back in kind of the View 2 Gallery days, which is such a gorgeous setting as well. And so it was strange then to suddenly find myself in that
on the other side,
uncomfortable position of having to actually deliver.
Yeah.
But you know, we're having great crack. Yeah.
Brilliant. Oh, that, you know what? That's great to hear. That's really good. So your roots are set here, and songwriting wise, then, I mean, how do you come about that? Is it one or the other, or yeah.
But we started off where Alton would write the lyrics first.
Yeah.
Send me the lyrics, and then I'd write the music.
All right.
And that's how we did it for quite a while, wasn't it? You know, for quite a lot of the early songs were done that way.
Okay.
But now it's a bit more interactive.
Right.
Where it's sort of,
okay.
You know, they kind of get together
and you work on
still,
stuff together there.
You still predominantly write the lyrics, don't you? And I still predominantly do the music, but
yeah.
we get together to sort of get together more now.
Yeah, I think the thing was in those early months, we didn't really know each other either, you know?
Yeah.
So that was another kind of learning experience that was going on. And so it was all kind of quite polite, actually, in those first few months. You were very slow to actually criticise anything, you didn't feel as if you could. Now, like, we call a spade now, you know, but that's just kind of the maturing of the relationship.
That's brilliant.
It's a wee bit more collaborative now.
Although
he's the musician here, so
he's
the man who creates the melodies.
Okay. Yeah. And influences wise, I mean, you know, from obviously I've heard your music and stuff. What are your musical influences? It's an odd one, this, because sometimes the people who I have in here, and I've heard what they play, and the musical influences are completely different from what they play, and I'm thinking, how's that come about then? So.
I suppose it depends how far back you want to go. Because, you know, going back to you know, the reason I started playing the guitar in the first place was because of Johnny Marr from the Smiths.
Oh, right.
So, you know,
cool.
I loved the Smiths when I was a teenager, and so that's why I started playing the guitar. But obviously nothing we do is anything like the Smiths.
No, it's similar with Alan O'Hare, because he said, you know, it was Liam Gallagher for him, but, you know, and then he... You know, obviously he's got loads of influences, but, you know, the people like that, it make you pick up a guitar and have a go, or write a song or sing a song. And
I think now I'm an influencer, mostly storytelling type.
Yeah,
you have songs that tell stories, and we like that kind of, you know, songs now, and that's what we aim to try and do, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. I've always kind of liked folk music, you know, as a teenager, thumbing off to Letterkenny Folk Festival, try and see Christy Moore, people like that. So that's kind of always been something I've been into. I'm the youngest of a very big family, so my musical tastes were kind of shaped by other people, not by my own choices,
know.
And, you know, for good or for ill, there's some awful stuff played in our house, but, you know, you just embrace it.
We've all been there.
We've
all been there. But it's funny, because over the years, you tend to listen back and think, yeah, that wasn't bad, you know, after all the slagging off I used to do.
But I wouldn't say that to them.
I know. Okay, so I think we'll have a song from you, if that's okay, guys, because what we do here on the Gezi, it's a little bit of chat, some live music, and then, you know, we'll carry on, and we'll tell people a little bit more about yourselves and how they can listen to your music as well. So what do you fancy doing?
I'll tell you what, should we start with Vincent Kelly? Because, you know, John mentioned there that we do like storytelling. And that is something that's kind of evolving for us. We do love the whole thing of telling a story. And last year, we heard about this guy called Vincent Kelly.
Okay.
He's an Irish fella who fell off the Sydney Harbour Bridge in 1930, making it. Fell huge distance, 182 feet or something, and survived. And not many got to do that, actually. Pulled out of the water alive.
He was the only one, wasn't he? I think they said five people fell off in the construction, and the other four died, and he's the only one who survived the fall.
Oh, my word.
So when we heard about this guy, I thought, well, there's a song in there.
Yeah.
And so this is on our EP, and we brought an album out first,
you know,
album called Silent Shores. And then it was January, brought out an EP called Tall Tales.
Okay.
And it's evolved more into more of a folky sound, and predominantly around people. But so this is Vincent Kelly.
Okay, can I just ask you, Alton, if you could just move that mic a little bit closer to you?
Yep.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Yeah. Okay, so whenever you're ready, guys.
Okay.
Take it away.
My name is Vincent Kelly. I didn't die. My name is Vincent Kelly. Irish blood have I. My name is Vincent Kelly. I slipped and I fell. I've got a story to tell. Hey, mister, fill me glass and pull up a seat. I fell from that bridge near 200 feet. As the waters rose to meet me, I began to pray. But Lady Luck was smiling on me that day. On that day, My name is Vincent Kelly. I didn't die. My name was Vincent Kelly. Irish blood have I. My name is Vincent Kelly. I slipped and I fell. I've got a story to tell. The rain, it was deep on Sydney Bay. The metal felt like ice and I slipped away. George Killen saw me falling and I dried in. He hauled me from the depths and he saved my skin. Saved my skin. Saved my skin. My name is Vincent Kelly. I didn't die. My name is Vincent Kelly, Irish blood of I. My name is Vincent Kelly, I slipped and I fell. I've got a story to tell. A golden coin they gave me, etched with my name. A token of my fortune and unlikely fame. That day I knew for certain I wasn't cursed. The bridge may be high, but I fell in feet first. In feet first. In feet first. My name is Vincent Kelly. I didn't die. My name is Vincent Kelly. Irish blood have I. My name is Vincent Kelly, I slipped and I fell. I've got a story to tell. My name is Vincent Kelly.
Absolutely brilliant. That was Vincent Kelly live on Vintage Radio from the Folk Doctors. Cheers. Thank you, fellas. That was cool.
Cheers.
That was an interesting tale as well. That was really good.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I like that. I like
well,
that.
We're on the lookout for quirky tales that we can convert into songs.
But you know what? You're right as well. I mean, I love songs that have got a story about them as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's great. I was lucky enough to be at Ian Prowse's gigs the other night at the Music Room.
Yeah.
And for me, I just love hearing songs like Desi Warren,
yeah,
you know, songs that have got something behind them, you know, it's a true tale and everything, and it's great.
Oh, he's a proper storyteller.
Oh yeah, he is. He's a top man as well. So that was from your EP, that one, yeah.
Yeah, from the EP Tall Tales.
Tall Tales.
Yeah, which
okay.
We recorded in January this year.
Yeah.
We went to Crossdown Studio. With John Lawton.
Another one under John.
And everybody's under John Lawton.
Everybody. He's the most sought after producer on the planet, I think. You know, he's great, isn't he?
He's great.
He is.
We first went to John actually because I haven't got to the final of the songwriting challenge. What you did, you got a free, like a half day session or something with John. So that's how we ended up with him and ended up doing the whole album with him. We didn't know we were going to do an album on Moon, didn't we? Just had a couple of songs, nothing more than that. And so that first day we went in, we kind of did two songs Birkenhead and Hardest Working Man.
Yeah.
And he was grand. He was great. We just told him what we wanted and he did it. But then as the visits to John sort of progressed, then the dynamic changed, you know. Yeah. He started to become more involved musically in himself, you know.
I've heard that a lot. I mean, he's and I had Two Black Sheep in a while back.
Yeah,
Ian and Amy, and they said they had a bit of a problem over meeting deadlines and stuff.
That's right.
And they were rushing around here and there, and they nearly finished the song. They left it with John. They went off, come back, and he'd finished it and done a fantastic job. You know, playing. He's a great guitarist as well.
Yeah.
And you think, wow, you know.
He's an amazingly talented fella, you know.
Yeah.
And he must get all sorts of bands in there, you know, from metal bands to like folk and everything in between.
That's right.
And he just like buys into it.
He just goes, he's a great fella, isn't he? I mean, I've chatted to him a few times. He's somebody I'd love to get in here and have a chat about all the different musicians and stuff he's worked with. So
he's
on my list.
Nerd around his music as well.
I know. He's on my list, but he's a great guitarist. I first come across him playing guitar, I think, with Vanessa Murray.
Yeah.
A little while back, and I thought, wow, he can play.
Aye.
And someone said, oh, it's John Lawson. I went, I've heard that name so many times, and then I got to know him from there. Yeah. No, he's a top fella.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if people want to get hold of your music, I take it it's all the usual listening posts.
All the usual platforms, you know, Bandcamp and iTunes. If it's, is it still there? I'm not
sure.
Amazon Music, yeah. Spotify, SoundCloud.
Okay.
Also, to kind of keep up with us, go to Facebook and put in the Folk Doctors.
Okay.
And find us there too. Also got a website, www.thefolkdoctors.net.
Okay.
It's all loads to be honest. I'd say that kind of Facebook is kind of the busiest kind of area.
Yeah, it tends to be. I mean, it's funny because a while back I used to look after a website for my brother's band.
Yeah.
And then it just got that way that it just drifted away. I can't even tell you the last time it was updated because it's all social media these days. Everything seems to be.
Yeah. I would say the very same thing.
It's so instant.
We put a lot of effort into doing the website
exactly
2 years ago, and you know, we were bringing the album out and did sleeve notes and stuff, and put them up there. But actually, honestly, I don't know if anybody goes near it. So, listener, if you get a chance, go to our website, please.
I'll certainly go.
You need to read Alton's sleave notes.
Yeah, read my sleeve notes, please.
A lot of effort into that.
I know.
I'm very proud of them.
I know. Well, it's good that you do. I mean, it's I love it myself when you see stuff like that. And you know, I'm one for physical copies, and I love it when you pick up a CD and you see what people have done and reading the booklets and who's been on it. And that's always the thing, because going back years ago for me, it was always buying vinyl, buying albums, and then
still is.
Most of the time, I just want to be reading who's on it and reading the words.
I think that's just such a shame the way music has gone there, because we all kind of grew up with that very tactile relationship with your music, and that matters still.
And if you like that kind of thing, it's not actually on our album, but on the website we've actually uploaded the handwritten original sort of lyrics with the chords for the songs. So if you want to learn how to play them, it's all on there. That's cool.
I love
that. It's a treasure trove, listener.
I'm certainly going to delve in and have a little look in there. I mean, I've seen your Facebook stuff and that, and I've been listening to you, but I will certainly delve in and have a little look at that as well, because it's great that you've put so much effort into it as well. I mean, and you know, for most of the guys who I have in here, it tends to be it's a bit of a labour of love, because there's no money in the business. You know, it's
not whatsoever.
In fact, quite the opposite. You're probably out of pocket most of the time.
Not whatsoever.
What you're putting in.
You're right. It is an absolute labour of love. So you don't actually mind sitting down and writing your sleeve notes.
I know.
In the knowledge nobody will read them. I've read them.
I love your outlook. That's absolutely that's brilliant. You know, so I mean. Writing wise and stuff, I take it that I don't know how prolific you guys are. No one's as prolific as John Jenkins, because I think he writes in his sleep. But I mean, have you got anything else in the pipeline, anything you're working on? Or
we do, you know, we got off to quite a prolific start. I was thinking about that earlier on today. I think what we were doing there was putting off the inevitable thing of having to perform it to people, so we just keep going to create another new song. And but actually, once we had started to got finally plucked up the courage to get out there, the writing tailed off, didn't it?
Tailed off.
And so what we did, like I said, I did an EP, and I think we'd probably look towards doing another one back end of this year, early next year.
We've got a couple of partially written songs, haven't we?
Yeah.
There are definitely things happening now.
That's good. And so gig-wise, I mean, where do you tend to get out there and perform? Where have you been playing?
Well, this coming Tuesday, for example, we're doing a big spot, actually, at
Cornmarket
Acoustic Club, which is at the Cornmarket pub there, just behind James Street Station.
Yeah.
So we've got that. I'm probably going to like do a 40 or 45-minute
set.
Over the course of the last number of months, you know, Thornton Huff, we put a gig on down there, a charity gig, and we were joined by Alison Benson.
All right, yeah.
Brilliant Alison, and Visions of Albion as well.
Yeah, oh, they're great. They've been in there.
We had a cracking night, filled the room, and just had great fun, you know.
That's brilliant.
And one of the big highlights for us recently, we played the River Festival.
Oh, right.
On one of the tall ships.
It was
a kind of a weird day, because it was Champions League final day.
I wasn't there. I've been through this with Alan O'Hare. He said, you I said, I know I wasn't there. I said, Champions League. I said, I'm home. Everything's ready.
We were quite lucky, weren't we? Because we were on at 1 o'clock. So I was on at 6, wasn't
it? Yeah, we got a good slot. The place was kind of busy when we were there, and people were attentive.
Yeah.
And we had a great crack, but then the town just became surreal after that, to be honest, that day.
But he said it was the quickest he's been in and out of town, he said. So, you
know, he flew in and out.
I bet you he did. Proper blue nose, that man.
But he was great. We went to see him, actually.
Yeah.
He was great.
Good. Yeah. I bet that was a great experience doing that as well.
Do you know what was? You're on the tall ship, like I said, and that was brilliant. The crew were great. The ship we were on, same one as Alan, actually, was being curated by Liverpool Irish Festival.
Right.
And so that's why we were lined up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. It was just really good day. Really good day.
Yeah.
Good weather and that, you know. Mm. Thoroughly loved it.
It's a shame that the folk on the dock thing has disappeared, hasn't it?
Yeah, I know.
I've only been the last couple of years, about the last 2 years, I think, and they both have been fantastic days.
Yeah. I went last year, actually. You were away, weren't you? You were on holiday, so we weren't available for it, but it went along anyway. It was brilliant.
It was.
Rob Vincent and Roxanne de Bast and people like that.
Yeah, it was a great day, that. I think it was a Henry Priestman, I think I saw there the year before. He finished the day off, but there was loads going on in the day. And again, if it's a nice day as well, it's lovely to just walk around. Great setting and just listen to different, you know, musicians in that place.
Fab. It is such an iconic setting, isn't it?
It's such a shame that's not going to be on this year. I was looking forward to that as well.
Yeah.
Okay, we're down to song time again. If you can do another song.
Yeah, we will. Shall we do
Love Has No Borders?
Love Has No Borders, okay. You're actually, this is the first time we have performed this to anybody other than John Jenkins in the studio and ourselves. And this is on the EP, a song called Love Has No Borders. And actually, I'm just going to say a quick mention here to Chris Curry, because Chris has been a great supporter of this song.
Okay.
And he's played a lot. He's said kind words about it on his show, and so I just want to mention that to Chris. But we wrote this, it's kind of in reaction to the kind of increasing toxicity that you were hearing, you know, politically, around issues like migration and all that sort of stuff. And we did want to write something, and we were struggling to come up with a song, to be honest. We kind of knew what we kind of wanted. And then you had that march in London with 700,000 people turned up at last year, and Roxanne de Bast, who I mentioned earlier on there, she was at that, and she posted a photograph of a kid holding the banner, and the thing said, "Love Has No Borders." I was thinking, they're the words that we're actually looking for that song.
Yeah.
And so that triggered the song, Love Has No Borders.
Okay. Are you okay we go live on Facebook with this one?
That's fine.
Is that okay?
That's great.
Okay, so anybody who is listening in tonight, and I know that we've got listeners because I've had a few people being in touch with me saying they're enjoying the session. If you want to have a little look on Facebook now, we are now going to go live on Facebook for the next song with the Folk Doctors here on Vintage Radio. Keep the radio on as well, though, in the background, because come back to us after this one. This is live at Vintage Radio, the Folk Doctors. Take it away, guys, whenever you want.
Love casts the shadows from our minds, holds us together, no one's left behind. It has no limits, knows no fears. The doubts within, they disappear. Love comes to swell in angry seas. The tidal pulse, it sets hearts at ease. Where it leads we need not know. Life's guided by its ebb and flow. Love has no borders. It binds you and me. Love has no borders. Let love set us free.
Love clears the clouds in stormy skies. The glinting sun, it makes our spirits rise. The heat, it soothes our inner pain. We long to feel that warmth again.
Love has no borders. It binds you and me. Love has no borders. let love set us free. No borders, no borders, it binds you and me. No borders, no borders, let love set us free. Love has no borders, it binds you and me. Love has no borders, let love set us free.
Absolutely brilliant. That is Love Thank Has you. No Borders from the Folk Doctors Live here on Vintage Radio. And we've got a few people who are listening at the moment. Ian Sharp says, fabulous. Thank you, Ian, for tuning in and for your comments as well. And anybody who has been watching the live a little bit on Facebook, then if you can continue to listen on Vintage Radio, we're on for about another 10 minutes. Okay. So, guys, so what's your plans for the forthcoming months then? I know you said you have been writing bits and bobs and you possibly have an EP out. So if you can get into Crosstown, that is.
Yeah, if we can get into Crosstown, somebody keeps booking it up.
But, I know. John Jenkins.
Yeah. we've got this one coming Tuesday night, like I say, at
the Corn Market.
At the Corn Market. Then later on in the autumn, and we're supporting Alan O'Hara when he does his annual strings. Is that the 30th of November, I think
I think so.
He's at 81 Renshaw. He's doing it this year. And so, but we're supporting them in that. We're supporting Brilliant. John Jenkins somewhere, I can't remember where it is, somewhere in West Kirby, I think, in early November. John left it. Yeah. Let us know again.
Oh, the Arts Centre, maybe. West Kirby Arts Centre.
It could be the White Isle or something like that. I know.
I'll have a little look and see.
That's November as well, isn't it?
That's early November,
yeah.
And other than that, people were available, you know. Once we get our summer out of the way, we'll be back out there.
Okay. I mean, I know it's sort of the festival season, that isn't it? I say it's a shame that the Folk and Doc has gone, but things tend to crop up around this time as well, don't they? There's a little outdoor things here and there. And
yeah, well, you know, we missed Hoylake Live last week because I wasn't there. I mean, we kind of got a nod for that.
I missed it as well.
And West Kirby Live as well. I think it was either one of the two of us wasn't about for that.
Yeah. On the same day as the River Festival.
Oh, that was the same day as the River Festival, that was it.
Yeah.
But, you know, because festivals I love the feel of a festival.
It's different, isn't it? It's nice, a little bit. I know there's one coming up, and I live in McGullen, not far up the road is Bickerstaff.
Oh, yeah.
And they have Bickerstock. They have a little bit of a festival.
That's this weekend, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah. I think it is. I was there last year and I saw, I think it was Sons of Mowgli I went to see.
Yeah.
And again, I'll pop up and have a little look at the weekend. But I think it's great when people go to the trouble of putting on a little bit of a thing like that and give so many different bands and singers a little bit of a platform to play.
You know, it's brilliant, absolutely.
It is.
Fair play to them for putting it on.
It is. A lot must go into it and the logistical nightmares behind it. And also, I mean, the weather as well. You're so reliant on the weather being good.
Yeah.
There was a thing in Liverpool last week at Croxteth Park. It was a bit of an 80s throwback. And I was going to that.
Yeah.
And then I thought, the lineup looked good.
Yeah.
But I thought, I don't know, I'm not too sure about this. And I didn't go in the end, and it absolutely poured down.
I've seen photos.
It looked a complete mud bath. Yeah.
We've all had bad mud experiences at festivals, to be fair, but it looked pretty bad.
Well, I was at the Knowsley one a good few years back, and that was horrendous. I mean, trying to get the cars out at the end, they were just sliding, and I thought, this is terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, and that they had a big lineup, The Who headlined that.
Yeah.
And it was a great day, but again, had it been sunny, it would have been absolutely fabulous. But as it was, we were all drowned rats, and then trying to get home at the end was a logistical nightmare.
Yeah, have you ever had a muddy festival experience?
Yes. Yeah. But the one that springs to mind is I went to Donington Park in 1987.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And Bon Jovi were headlining.
Yeah.
And it was pretty muddy, and you could spot the Bon Jovi fans. Girls in high heels.
Oh, yeah.
it just makes such a difference when the weather's good. I mean, you looked. I was watching bits of the Glastonbury on the TV this year, and you know, normally that again that can be a mud bath, but that looked like everyone was dying in the heat, and they turned off the water taps at one point, and people were going mad. You think it's sublime to ridiculous?
Well, our eldest daughter went into that this year. Actually, right. That feels like a next sort of milestone in my life. After festivals.
Yeah, I know. Scary stuff, isn't it? Scary stuff indeed. So. There's plenty for people to be getting on with the Folk Doctors. They can go back, have a little listen to your back catalogue and stuff.
Do. And,
you know, I say live-wise again, Corner Market next Tuesday?
Tuesday
night, yeah. So that's the big spot of the Corner Market. I will do my best to get along there. I keep threatening to get to the Corner Market and something usually happens and stops me going, but I will do my best to be there.
Do you know
there.
It's a great place to play, actually, because I've heard, it's kind of cosy, the corner they have you in, and seriously attentive.
Yeah,
you hear a pin drop when you're playing in
there. I believe so. I've heard so many good things about it,
and it's kind of the same core group of people, of course, that you're like playing with all over the place. But it's just got a lovely.
But it's nice that I always say when I had the guys, different people coming in here, it's a nice sort of community kind of feel to what goes on with it, and everyone seems to know everyone, which is great. And gets along. There's no sort of snobbery or them and us, and look what they're doing, look what we're. There's nothing. It's just great.
We've loved that part of it, I have to tell
you. It's great.
You're just like so embraced by other people, aren't you?
There's a lovely feel to it, and
people do wish you well.
They do, and they mean it. You know, it's not just empty words. It is true, and I think that's a lovely thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, you know, I'm biased, but we're very lucky up here in the Northwest and Merseyside, we've got some great talent, and for me, a lot of it, like yourselves, you think, wow, you know, you're bubbling under. Why are people not noticing? It's just so difficult. It's hard, isn't it? There's so many. Everyone's trying to do their own little thing, and it's hard to get that little bit of recognition.
It's
and stuff.
Just an embarrassment of talent in this city, though. Yeah,
definitely, definitely.
And it is just trying to get that slot.
Yeah.
And as we found with, you know, Thornton Huff. If you want to kind of headline a show, you got to put it on yourself.
Yeah,
because nobody's coming knocking
your
door.
No, they don't. Yeah,
but no, brilliant.
I think sometimes it's down to luck as well, being in the right place at the right time. I mean, you can work your socks off, you know, at what you're doing, but sometimes you just need a little bit of a break, someone to be there and say, oh, okay, and then, you know, you go to the next level. There's lots of. It's a fine line, isn't it?
You've got to get out and press the flesh, though, haven't you?
You
have to do that.
Definitely, definitely. I'm just delighted that you've come into the studio here. It's great for us on Vintage Radio to have live music, and for me, that's the whole point of my show. I could sit here and play records all night, but this is what it's all about. And thank you so much for coming on to the show and being part of the Gezi. Anybody who would like to get in touch, have a little look at the Facebook page. Just have a look for the Folk Doctors. Have a little listen on all the usual platforms, including Bandcamp and stuff. Physical copies, can people still get stuff all of you? All gone?
They're pretty much all gone. There are a couple left. Yeah. You know?
If someone really wants a copy, then, you know, if you contact via social media, you know, we could put it in the post to them if you
okay.
want.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can certainly go and have a listen anyway and try and see these guys playing live. For those who've been listening tonight, I really hope that you've enjoyed listening to the Folk Doctors. And they're going to finish the Gezi slot for us with one more song, guys, if you would.
Yeah, we can do Storyteller.
We can do Storyteller. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a song actually that predates our collaboration, isn't it? It's a song that John had written. It's kind of like a patchwork quilt of a song, to be honest. It's all these different things about your grandfather all knit together randomly to create a song.
Okay.
He was a great storyteller. He always was telling stories.
Okay.
And when he was alive, we mostly didn't pay attention to it because he had that many stories. And it was only after he died we tried to remember the stories. And so it's more like a list song, really, a list of the stories.
Yeah.
So... Anyway, that's
it's a very personal song.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So, Folk Doctors live on Vintage Radio with their third and final song on the Gezi tonight. So, whenever you're ready, guys, take it away.
Cheers. I
always had a tale to tell, smile upon his face. Tours of the garden with flowers a bridal place. I remember years ago the stories would begin. As the tea was brewed, we'd all listen in.
How he went swimming when he should have been in school. How to win on horses, well, he was no fool. Jimmy Johnson's dancing, it's the best in Liverpool. In Liverpool.
Always had a tale to tell, smile upon his face. Tours of the garden with flowers of bridal place. I remember years ago the stories would begin. As the tea was brewed, we'd all listen in.
How he had a whippet, but it never won the race. A rat catching Moggy, who turned and scratched his face. Prince's Park Mansions, oh what a place. Oh what a place. How he rode his bike when he was stopped by an MP. A 10 bob fine for leaving lights on if you please. Invading Germans on their hands and knees. On their hands and knees.
Always had a tale to tell, smile upon his face. Tours of the garden with flowers of bridal place. I remember years ago the stories would begin. As the tea was brewed, we'd all listen in. As the tea was brewed, we'd all listen in.
Hey.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much. That was the Folk Doctors live on Vintage Radio as part of the Gezi slot. All that remains for me to say is thank you so much, John. Thank you so much, Alton, for coming into the studio this evening. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you here with
brilliant.
Us.
Yeah. Thanks for having
me. Thank you very much. And good luck with everything you do, guys, as well. Thank you.
Cheers, Tom.
Thank you.
It's just to let you know you're listening to Vintage Radio.
Any opinions expressed here on the Radio Show are solely mine and not necessarily those of Vintage Radio.
This is Vintage Radio.